one-handed pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheels all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show you the colors that are pony on the spinning wheel ride. Someone's waiting just for you. Spinning wheel, spinning true. Drop all your troubles by the riverside. A painted pony, let the spinning wheel fly.
For the purpose and critique and review and education, it's the Nerdlings Podcast. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior host. And yes, it's been about 8 weeks since we have done a new podcast. I am out. You may hear cars drive by because we decided, haven't talked to Jersey Mike in a while. He's going to be 6 feet away, but I'll point the phone to him and when it's his turn to talk. Oh, it's his turn to talk.
Social distancing, everybody. Hello. Welcome to the new way to do a walk and talk podcast.
So that was the first song that we opened it up with. I think it was Blood, Sweat, and Tears, which is a good one because that's what everybody's paying for, or at least doing. What goes up must come down. So anyway, all right, so Jersey Mike, bring us up to speed. What have you been up to?
Well, hopefully nobody listening to our podcast is dead from the COVID-19 or anybody in their family. Hopefully everybody's alive, just trying to survive. Mentally get through this. As we're walking and talking, we're looking at one of the greatest strips alive, shut down because of some awesome person from another coast of China.
Okay, so Mike's got some political aspirations about this whole thing. So yes, we are out walking. I am wearing a mask. We're maintaining 6 feet distance because it's the only way to do this right now, and the best thing. But have you had time to catch up on any nerd shows? What have you been watching?
Since I have somebody staying with me, I can't control my television. I had guys, my crew over, Numbskulls, Harvey, whatever, Steve. Anyway, long story short, just trying to watch whatever I can to mentally keep you occupied, which is I really don't even know anymore. How about you?
I found two new shows that I have never seen before. One is from Adult Swim. You know Adult Swim, the Cartoon Network?
Pretty cool.
And it was a show called Forget About It.
Let me tell you something about a friend of ours named Jimmy. I made the wise guy and the capo with a gambini. But when he found out that they'd be whacking Uncle Cheech, he take the boss, he threw him from the 19th floor suite. Wasn't much along till the mob all wants him dead. So Jimmy had no choice but to talk to all the feds. The feds would say they helped and they could use him as a pawn. So he ratted out his friends and moved to Saskatchewan. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
It's a story. It they ran it for 3 seasons, this cartoon, and it make sure nobody's around, and it's about Joey Falcone and how he has to change his name because he's under witness protection and they have to move to Saskatchewan, Regina, or vagina, as they like to say.
You know what's funny about that? There was a Bill Falcone that I used to work with and another Falcone guy that got shot and killed by Scarfo's crew, so it's a pretty cool Falcone evening.
it's one of those squirrel serendipity things.
And then, so let me ask you a question. Are you reaching out to anybody? I've been reaching out to some people, talking a little bit on Facebook, a little bit on Messenger to people I haven't heard from school 30 years, some other people. So you know what? There's a lot of us in the same boat, scared, don't know what's going on. Conspiracy theories, yes, no. Apocalyptic shit. Nobody really knows what to say about this. They just try to stay healthy.
Well, what I did was I got actually five of my friends who I've known since grade school, since the beginning of the mid-70s, we have all reconnected, and we actually have an email chain thread that we've been using and keeping in touch and just sharing all kinds of different things. Five friends from fifth grade from what have been, oh, you do the math, 1975 to now, whatever
wow,
that is.
It's like, 45 years?
Over here? Okay. Yes, we are out walking. I'm wearing a mask.
The strip
is closed, as tight as it can be.
45 years, you know your friends.
Yes, and it's great because it's something I think we will keep going and
hey, listen,
sharing stuff.
Honestly, that's the best thing. Get reacquainted with people because they're looking, in all honesty, at another virus spike coming in the fall, possibly, or maybe the winter. And nobody knows if we open, is it possible we're going to get shut down again? Nobody. We don't know.
I've been keeping busy by doing my... I went back and I got my teaching certs a long time ago, tutoring English online, and that's been my saving grace here lately. I'm not going to say the company that I'm doing it for, because they need to pay for if they want an endorsement. But that's been my time. And so, anyway, the other cartoon I've been watching, besides Forget About It, you can see it on... They got all three seasons on YouTube, but the other one is called The Good Family. Which was a new cartoon they made, I don't know, 4 years ago that Mike Judge from Beavis and Butthead made and produced.
Nice.
And it's funny because he's got a few characters in there that appear to be Beavis and Butthead grown up as adults.
Oh, that's sweet, man. That's what we need. Beavis and Butthead as adults. COVID-19 walking by a strip club called Honey's Not Open. Oh, seeing the strip in the background. Oh, boy, aren't we living good here. Some of us are withdrawn heavy in the Sin City.
Couldn't you see Beavis and Butthead right now? They'd be going, yeah, stimulus check, stimulus, yeah. Government's going to give us some stimulus.
Yeah, we could go in the strip club and get stimulated. We don't have to tip them. We could just pretend we could get mind-fucked.
That would be Beavis and Butthead. Like, Beavis, you're not getting that kind of stimulus check. No, I'll check it. I'll get the stimulus check. Yeah. Captain Cornholio needs stimulus check for my bunghole.
Pretty much that's about it. We're walking by casinos, lights, some are down, and I'll tell you, I think economically, besides knocking people out, thinning the herd theories and stuff.
That's a big one there.
I think a lot of places will not be coming back.
Well, you like JCPenney's, Macy's, I think they're going to go bankrupt no matter what.
Yeah, got then, casinos here in Vegas.
But they've been fleecing their customers for years.
No pools opening, bars, restaurants, no possibly opening of concerts till 2021. A lot of people are saying EDC...
Canceled.
But yes, a lot of stuff. The lights thing's definitely put off, so I'm looking at this year as just as a mechanism to cut expenses to bare minimum and survive. That's physically unhealthy, healthy and physically. Trim everything.
I'm still laughing about the Beavis and Butthead thing. Yeah, stimulus check. Can I get a stimulus check? Captain Cornholio needs stimulus check for his bunghole.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, it's 82 degrees out at 8:55, it says, on the sign in front of
us. On a Thursday night.
And it's going to get worse. And you know what's worse than this? We're on an avenue close to Flamingo Boulevard, one of the main arteries in Vegas. We are shut tight.
Yeah, look at this. Look at this. We are recording a podcast in one of the largest tourist destinations in the world. It is dead silent. Once a car goes by once in a while, but we can still get audio on this.
And you know what's the scary part is we might be doing this once or twice more in a couple weeks just to take a walk and get out and catch up on things.
I think it's going to be pretty much mandatory, at least until things get...
Every 2 weeks is good for an hour, walk around the big chunk of where I live, the corner, see all the casinos, and just get together mentally, because I'll tell you what, a lot of people are losing it. There's a lot of suicides, domestic violence is up, alcohol sales are through the roof.
Big time. Did you hear about the drive-up bar called the Rebar over in the Arts District?
I heard about it.
It was on the national news.
You could go through the drive-through and they could talk to you a drink.
They give you drinks, but they were able to open up because they sell fruits, vegetables, toilet paper, all kinds of stuff. But that's right in my area where I go walk by for my exercise almost every day when I can't get out to the park.
That's pretty different.
On the national news, right next to where I live.
Wow. There's always somebody getting poorer and richer and things would happen. Usually poorer, but some people are inventive and are able to do things.
Well, you know, one interesting theory someone told me was that this virus thing is the way Mother Earth is shaking, you know, because we're really abusing Mother. I mean, look how there's no pollution, okay? This is Mother Earth getting her revenge, maybe.
Well, you know what? That's a good way to look at it, because I have nothing to say except this is a plot by governments and rich people to thin the herd, financially bankrupt things, and turn around and try to make more money. But everybody's got an opinion, an asshole, same thing, we're entitled to it, and as long as we agree to disagree, we're good.
Social commentary expressed by Jersey Mike is not necessarily that of the management of the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, Shiny Squirrel Podcast Network, or the Nerdlings Podcast.
Or Las Vegas reopening anytime soon.
Exactly. So, what else have you been watching or listening to?
Just music, Rihanna.
The Monkees have a new album out.
No, I didn't hear that. Wow.
Yeah, it's from the live concert, not the one we went to, but recorded last year from 2019, the Mickey and Mike show, and it made it up. It's up number 13 on the charts.
When did we go to them and see the Brady House? Was that 2018 June or 2019?
That was,
it wasn't 2019 because I was back in East last year. So it was 2 years ago.
Two years ago.
We saw the Brady House before they redid it.
Six months before.
Yes, before Home Shopping Network bought it, had all the Bradys back.
And that was cool. I got rocks from that rock garden.
And we also turned around and saw Mike and Mickey and Mike
live
on the tour at the Odyssey or something.
It was
Euphorium or something.
The Oprium.
Oprium, yeah.
Good venue.
I mean, we're lucky, okay? A lot of people are getting the stimulus check. They're getting unemployment now plus 600. A lot of people are saying, I know that's not fair, but I've been blessed. You've been blessed to live outside the box.
Yeah, I'm lucky. You know, I'm lucky to be doing what I'm doing now. Thank God. It's not it's not much, but it's enough to connect the dots. And I thank those dots every day.
And, you know, it's like anything else. We've been blessed to ride it out hard. I've been blessed to live long life off of casino experience.
So we're
well ahead of the game on concerts, food, and everything. And you know what's crazy? We can't even go get a comp if we want it anywhere in this town anymore.
We're standing between. We got the Palms in the distance. We're standing right next to the Rio, and it's all dark.
And the Gold Coast. Triple fecta, and they're all shut on Arville and Flamingo. I was walking down here Saturday night at 9:30, 10. You could hear a bird chirping all the way down.
It is weird. It's weird.
This is an apocalyptic Mother Earth universe, but in my eyes, God experience
that is
never going to come in our lifetimes, hopefully, again.
Well, you know, I mean, it's like I said in some conversations I have with some of my students, it's kind of like the world is having to come together and fight this enemy, much like they did 76 years ago at the end of World War II, fighting the Nazis, but now it's an enemy that we can't even see with our naked eye.
Crazy thing about this is, if it gets not handled with a virus or a vaccine, something to fight it, we're in trouble because this is going to pop us worse.
I'm going to do it in segments. Okay, go ahead.
And it's going to be worse than this round. So imagine getting opened, having problems, being able to pay your bills and get some freedom.
You can hear. I can hear crickets.
Oh, I know. 4 months from now and then get shut down again for 2-3 months. How are you going to feel if that's the norm for a couple years? Open, closed, open, closed.
They're talking about how the virus, because viruses change very so often. That's how we have so many different varieties. But then eventually, my thought is, I remember several years ago, they were talking about how the permafrost up in the Arctic, they would like dig up mammoths and stuff. And they were talking about, like, what if there was a virus that killed all the mammoths and the creatures in the Ice Age so many thousands of years ago? And what if it's all this melting of global warming has released a virus from then?
Wow. Because Tiger got one at Bronx Zoo. And
some eight of them. Eight of them.
So what does that tell you?
And two cats have actually come down with the coronavirus.
Who knows what's going on? Who knows? Just... in my eyes, you got to pray to what you believe in. For me, it's God. Some people, it's the universe, Buddha, Mother Earth, whatever you believe in. Just hope your lucky stars we survive this and we catch some kind of virus vaccination.
Something soon. Now, different things I've heard. Someone told me that zinc lozenges don't prevent it. They don't stop viruses, but they prevent viruses from multiplying. Whether it's true or not, I'm not a doctor, I don't know, but by God, I'm taking a zinc lozenge every night.
There's a guy, Harvey, that said you got to take zinc, D3, and a couple other vitamins, and somebody told him it'll basically make you virus proof. So there's theories on different things, and who knows, it's just you got to get rest, water, hydrate, sleep, and try to eat as properly as you can.
And exercise.
Yes, that's what we're doing, walking.
Out on the streets, doing the podcast. I've been going out to a place called Tule Springs Fossil Beds. And I've been posting a few things about it on our Instagram account, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, Secret Places Vegas. And it's a place where it has a wonderful, rich history. They used to train World War II soldiers out there to shoot 50 caliber machine guns. This place, 300,000 years ago, woolly mammoths and saber-toothed tigers walked the ground. And 400 million years ago, it was underwater.
That's why we're so beautified when we took our rides to the park and we went to Pahrump and to the state park and to Bonneville Springs. We've had some rich history. We've done some awesome podcasts here. We can't complain. It's just a shame that something like this had to shut the world down.
Yeah, I mean, it's shut down and tight.
Like a new virgin's ass.
Or Madonna's new song.
Oh boy.
Alright, pick a Madonna song and we'll edit it in here.
Like a Virgin, because we're all going to start over with different things.
Sounds good to me. Here it is. We're crossing, what are we crossing? Flamingo, we're crossing Flamingo.
Flamingo.
Very dead.
Against the light.
Against the light, yeah. Usually you don't pay attention to that stuff. Oh.
Okay, after the air podcast.
Now, what do you, have you seen a lot of musical performers? Because there's no entertainment in this town. Watch out. No entertainment going on in this town, and you see people doing shows on their Instagram accounts and different other accounts. What do you think about that?
I think it's a great way to have people stay home, have entertainment, and just stay home.
It's a good positive way.
Needed. Honestly, because you really don't know who's going to get hit with this virus, you know?
No, that's the main thing. I mean, that's why I shut my business down 5 weeks ago, not knowing what's going on. And, you know, you got to be careful. Making my parents stay in, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of work getting done in the Mabel Archives.
That's
the Doomsday Vault Archives.
At this stage of the game, that's a beautiful thing. Because we need to just be happy and thankful that, like this road we're here, comes to an end. Hopefully it's not life as we know it, or somebody's life. So just stay home.
Hey, I want to play two songs from the Monkees' new live album, The Mickey and Mike Show. Here's Last Train to Clarksville. And the other one I can't think of because we're walking and I'm going to edit them in later because this is all raw. Here they are.
Thank you. much.
There you have it.
Gotta love the new Walk and Talk COVID-19 podcast.
The COVID podcast. Now, you know there's going to be some parent somewhere that's going to name their kids COVID or Quarantine or Quentin or something like that.
Probably done on the way we're doing it right now.
Well, in India, they said that there was a twins that were born, and they named them COVID or Covina or something like that.
Nobody said they're smart people.
I mean, can you imagine, going through your life with a name like that?
Well, they were conceived during the time, so isn't that so nice? Parents are thinking, well, we wouldn't have had you if we weren't inside.
Oh, it's such a beautiful thing. Yes. We're going to name you after a virus.
Now we see the outside Chick-fil-A, like on Sahara. They have it here.
Yeah.
On a Flamingo. People are standing out, turning around, and waiting on people outside. The new fast food industry.
Or the slow food industry. Well, yes. There's no lines, really. There are no lines.
Not on a Thursday. But construction is up and going.
Have you been hitting any restaurants for their takeout order offers?
Pretty much Pizza Bell, Domino's, Olive Garden. We bled a lot of them. Kentucky Fried Chicken. We've hit a shitload of them, seriously.
I've been doing mainly over maybe at 7-Eleven and maybe salads over at Jack in the Box.
Well, that's a good thing. Healthy.
Well, walking distance for me.
We have a new restaurant open called Wahoo's, which is supposed to be an open 24/7 gambling establishment. But my take is they probably have takeout service and bottled beer.
Yeah. Well, it's like what the Rebar guy is doing down there on Main Street.
That's pretty cool if you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, I walk by there every day, and to see that thing on national news tonight is like, wait a minute, I walk past that every day.
Oh, they opened up with $2.95 drafts, but you can't go in and have one. It's called Wahoo's. Eat, drinks, play 24/7. And they opened up at one of the worst times in history.
What a memory.
Another guy doing a podcast or just talking on the phone?
Yeah, I don't know. We just passed somebody talking. It's like, maybe it's somebody else doing a podcast. Well, it's the only way you can do it. I mean, I tried to do some stuff in my place. I tried to do like a radio show thing, and I just was not happy with the results. I'm going to leave them posted up. They're like it's like a piece of history.
Wow, look at this. A new bar, restaurant you can't even go into.
Wow, dark.
Yeah, somebody in there, but probably going to have takeout orders or bottled booze and stuff, which is great because at least people can still get their fill of alcohol and feel like something. But coming up into the hot desert, it's just not going to be the same this year.
It's going to be very, because we're supposed to hit 99 next Tuesday. And, you know, normally, like, you know, I do a lot of hiking and going out and doing stuff. And it's normally like June, mid-June, it shuts it down. Unless you go out really early in the morning. And, oh boy.
Yeah. That's a good one. Oh boy. With no pools, bars, any long-term entertainment that's supposed to cool people off in Vegas for the summer.
All right, you said pools and bars. Let's do the Beach Boys Kokomo.
Oh, I love that. Sounds good. Kokomo. Way to go.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Down in Kokomo,
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go?
Go, 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 you can be safe.
dark chemistry. By and by we'll defy a little bit of gravity. Afternoon delight, cocktails and midnights. That dreamy look in your eye, give me a tropical contact high. Way down.
I love Kokomo. I've never been there. Now, I mean, the fact that I finally made it to Vegas in my history is because I went to the Caribbean, to some of the islands there. And I, you know, realizing this was probably going to be the best way I was going to get some sunshine and get out of Oregon, because I sure as hell ain't going to be able to get to the Caribbean for life and work.
Well, you're going to get your wish this year. A lot of sunshine, but a lot of depression. As the strip, the businesses do not open up as what we know as Sin City, and I think Sin City is going to stay closed to what we know it for minimum 6 months, the way things are looking.
Now you've had your editorial, I got my editorial comment. So all these businesses, it's good, it's nice that they are offering the fact that you can defer payments for 90 days or something, or a car payment. I took advantage of some of them, but you know, these corporations are still corporations. We're going to forgive you for a little bit, but we're still going to give it to you in the butt later, again, in 90 days.
Here's the thing, though. They're all going to get bailed out by the government, who's printing a shitload of money. Now, gold supply is being printed 10 times over. By the time is over, 50 to 100 times, more or less, the dollar's going to get whacked. America's still going to have its freedom to what we know it as, but I think right now, the way things are going, nobody ever expected this with the freeze and the shutdown. And only thing I can say is please, Mr. Jesus, open this up, meaning get rid of this virus. But that's up to the man upstairs, whatever you believe in.
Well, it's like, you know, I'm gonna name names: Nissan and Chase Bank. Okay, so I deferred a car payment, I took their offer just to divert for a credit card payment for 90 days. But, however, by the way, that interest is still going to occur, so it will still come bite you again.
No interest. All interest-free, because they're going to write all this off as business expense.
For them, yeah. Well, we the ones, you know, I mean, why, if you're going to offer something, offer a break. You don't turn around because, you know, it's like, oh, 90 days, but then the eviction rate and the foreclosures coming up on the 90 and 180 day mark from here, that's going to be insane.
But they're all going to have to work with you, because what are they going to do? Grab your apartment from you, take your vehicle? They're all going to have to take a cut, like Bear Stearns went under. America's in trouble. The world's
completely shut down.
I've walked this for 7 years, back and forth through the heat, the cold, where I live across the street to go to these places, and now we're all shut.
I mean, do you even think there's security guards on property inside?
They have to. They ride bikes.
Oh, that's right. They do.
They have to, for theft, for insurance reasons. They got to keep so many people on the payroll.
The gaming board says so.
Yeah, so security at least has a job. Good old security.
Oh, yeah, but can you imagine the hazard? The hazard pay? Hey, Hazard. Hazard County.
The Dukes of Hazard.
Here we go. Dukes of Hazard theme song.
Just a good old boy.
Long version.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Man, I tell you, you know, because when they talk about, you know, this is not a vacation, I'm still busy. I'm very busy. That's why we haven't tried to, we tried to do the telephone podcast, but they've looked, YouTube and Netflix, they lowered the high, no high definition, just regular definition, because the internet is so full right now.
I think things are just going to get fuller over the next month, month and a half, as people realize we're not going to open. We're just going to slowly survive.
Along with our politicians, they're just going to get fuller and fuller of it.
That's where I'm done with the podcast on that. End of the politicians. Good evening.